This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com.
We've been speaking with the people who research, serve, eat, catch, and protect the creatures that we take from the water. Of the 32 largest cities in the world, 22 are located on estuaries. It's no surprise that life in these waters is threatened by overfishing, pollution, dredging, and other human activities. In the Hudson-Raritan estuary, where five rivers meet the Atlantic Ocean next to New York City and New Jersey, there's a surprising hero in the fight for restoration. Oysters. New York New Jersey Baykeeper is a nonprofit environmental group that focuses on protecting, conserving, and restoring the Hudson-Raritan estuary. Their oyster restoration program is an attempt to see if oysters can thrive in the estuary as they once did. We spoke with Meredith Comey, the director of the program.
Oysters, they settle pretty much on everything, but what you'd want is for them to settle on something that has calcium so that they stick to it and they start growing upwards. It starts creating this three-dimensional structure with a lot of spaces and nooks and crannies so that a lot of other organisms can live in there.
Oysters could have a positive effect on water quality, habitat, and shoreline stability, but it takes a lot of work. Oyster larvae used by Baykeeper are grown at the New York Harbor School, a high school on Governor's Island that focuses on marine science. Students and other volunteers also help to maintain oyster gardens around the estuary. The program has successfully determined that oysters can still survive here, but has run into some hurdles with the New Jersey EPA, who closed down two large reef projects in 2010. Despite the fact that the oysters were being grown in bags, which were placed in cages, then rebarred to concrete, the EPA is concerned that contaminated oysters will make their way to dinner plates. In New Jersey waters, the EPA has persisted in banning the restoration program. New York City has been more accommodating, and surprisingly, so has the United States Navy.
New York is cautious, but at least they are giving us permits to do small amounts of work. We would probably not have partnered with the Navy if that hadn't happened, and they've turned out to be a very unlikely but really awesome partner.
The site at the Naval Station is one of the biggest oyster restoration projects conducted to date. For the estuary and New York, New Jersey shorelines to see a real benefit, the program will have to continue growing. To find out more about the program and learn about volunteer opportunities, visit nynjbaykeeper.org. This is Adam Olsner for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Stay tuned for more on sustainable seafood.